At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Do you think Diddy ever wrote a rap in his life?
Don't worry if he write rhymes. He write checks.
He didn't write
that.
That
was the whole thing.
He addressed it. Write something, and I want to go back in there for saying I don't write it. Give me a quick one-liner to combat them. But you're still not writing it. I know. That's the thing. You want us to write about you? Yes.
Somebody wrote that line for him to say he don't write his lines.
And then
he was like the hardest part.
He was
ever.
Really sitting there reading, I'm going to kill him with this. Good looks, boy. That's not your original thoughts, Sean. All right.
Damn,
I'm about to throw up. That was so funny. You're like, send it to me. Oh, yeah, this is exactly what I wanted.
This is how I feel.
This is me thinking of
this is how I feel.
It's like you're in my head. All right, Slater. That's crazy. You guys are crazy.
Ratchet and Ratchet, take one on you broke boys.
Get your weekly dose of R&R, hey.
What up? This is Tu Hombre Doughboy.
I feel offended.
What up? This is your boy Doughboy.
That's not even the Spanish word for boy.
What is it? Oh, wait, I got it. Okay. What up? This is Tu Nombre Niño de Masa.
You said my name
is your name?
What?
Niño de Masa.
What is Niño?
Child,
oh, boy
child
of dough? What you said, Tu Nombre?
Shut up. All right, what up, man? It's your boy, Doughboy.
What Spanish person did you ask to say, hey, translate Doughboy into y'all language for me?
Right,
oh, Niño de Masa.
All right, let's do it. What up, man? This is your boy, Doughboy.
And I'm Kevin.
And this is another installment of Started Off to the Right. Righteous and ratchet. And we didn't have nothing positive to talk about, so we went to the white packet. They gave us topics. And we don't want to talk about stuff that's sad.
So Doughboy had done a great job of producing. He watched interviews. He pulled the trending topics and all that. He sent it over to Kevin, and Kevin was like, man, nah.
It's just too much. Are you referring to yourself in third person?
Third person. Kevin said, no. Yeah, there's too much blackface.
Yes.
Too much negativity. Mm-hmm. I just wanted a light episode.
I get that.
And I mean, I feel like we covered a lot of serious topics. We always will. I'm sure next week there'll be
something
negative to talk about. So Doughboy made fun of me because I was like, man, what do we just talk about? The best way to eat french fries. What's the best way to eat potato?
He said, what is your top five ways of eating french fries? I'm like, Kevin, I didn't even know there were five different
there
ways
absolutely
to eat french
are
fries.
Five ways, and we're starting it off, okay? And give me
before
top
we start, though, let's give a shout out to the right pack. They are watching us live. What is today?
Today, Tuesday. Monday.
Today's Tuesday. And they are watching this live, and they are actually giving us the topics for this particular episode.
Live.
They get a bonus episode every week, and you could join the fun for as low as $5 a month. So head over to righteousandratchet.com and go ahead and join the fun.
We're going to be looking at the live chat to get ideas, but before we go there, all the styles of fries.
This is crazy. I had no idea this was a thing.
And I want your top three.
Okay.
Waffle fries.
Mm. Okay.
Belgian fries.
What is that
Belgian
considered?
Belgian. Waffle fry?
What is Belgian, considered?
We should have got them in Amsterdam.
Okay.
My boy told me, but a Belgian fry is irregularly sliced double fried potato served in a cone with mayonnaise and other condiments.
Mayonnaise with fries?
Yeah.
That just sounds
You know,
weird.
French fry sauce is just mayonnaise and ketchup, I think.
French fry sauce?
Yeah, you know that like kind of
orange
sauce?
Oh, really?
With a little salt in it?
I didn't know that.
Tater tots.
That's not a French fry.
Yes, it is. All the styles of french fries ranked.
You knew that tater tot was a french fry, Josh?
And since we're on the topic, tater tots have the least respect in the fried potato community.
Wow. And they are number one.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get to my top five. Number one.
Top three.
Number four. I'm going five because I'm way deep in the French fried potato shit. Standard cut. This is okay. McDonald's. Well. Garlic fries. Now, this is just like a
That's
different.
That's just crazy.
This
right?
is a seasoning.
Yeah, a seasoning.
Curly fries.
Curly fries.
Shoestring matchstick fries, mm-hmm. like the ones at BJ's. Crinkle cut.
Who is really eating crinkle cut in 2019?
I love crinkle cut.
What are you, 6 years
what are,
old?
What are crinkle cut
crinkle
fries?
Cut are
crinkle
like,
cut's the one that you eat with your little starfish nuggets.
They always come with kids stuff.
Oh, they have those at Del Taco.
Del Taco. Yes. Me and Josh were talking offstage, and we said Del Taco has a mean burger.
Del Taco's trash and should never be eaten there.
We'll fight you.
Cheese fries. Steak fries a la Red Robin.
Thick ones.
Chips. What? British. I don't know. This kind of
for
looks
fish
like,
and chips.
I don't really like steak fries. They be filling up too much.
I'm going to agree with you. We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Sweet potato fries.
Yeah.
Potato wedges. Mm. Chili cheese fries. Cottage fries. I've never heard of that. Never seen that. Palms.
Okay.
Which just looks like a quarter of a potato.
Potato tornado. Where did you get this fat concoction website?
You see potato tornado.
You started losing me
potato
there.
Potato tornado. Who's mad?
Okay. Top three from Doe and two that stink.
Okay. Top three for me. Number one is going to be curly fries. Whenever I go to Jack in the Box, I got to get that. You feel me? Number two, I would say I like my steak fries. I like my fries like I like my women. Thick. So I like my French fries with hips. And then the third one, go scroll back up. I guess I'll go waffle fries.
Okay. You're dumb. You left off numero uno, tater tots.
The
best way to eat.
Oh, you're
eat.
Too old for this. You're a 36 year old grown
stop?
Man.
Who gave an age on fries?
What are you just dipping them in your little ketchup? Like, yummy,
same thing
yummy.
You do with regular fries.
Nah, man.
That is literally the same thing you do with fries.
It's exactly
too much
the same
fun
motion.
Going on, man.
Honestly, there was too much dip motion
much
there, too.
Going
man.
Man,
why are you holding
six
your
I like it.
Where'd
it
go?
Good to
I
me.
Don't know. Where'd
you
it go?
You jerk.
What a tater tots with all five fingers to begin with.
Because you got to get in on that.
You ketchup on your fingers, don't you?
I do.
Okay, tater tots, number one.
Okay.
Waffle fries, specifically from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, man.
That's number two. And my number three, standard.
Standard?
Like McDonald's sized fries.
Okay, so you proved the point that nobody likes the shoestring fries.
I would say which true. One I don't like.
Nobody likes that.
Steak fries, wildly overrated.
Throw them out.
Wildly overrated. Shoestring fries.
How are steak fries overrated? You just need more sauce to dip it in because it's more data.
It's too much.
It's more data for your butt.
There's a lot of data going on.
And also, not a fan of sweet potato fries.
Nobody likes that.
I don't think anybody is like,
feel like
you know
they're
what?
Just
I'm
trying to
anchoring for
they're just trying
fries.
To just get in like on the last day. Like, hey, man, let me get in here, man. I'm sweet potato. Man, get out of here, sweet potato.
You want to know something funny? I bought some sweet potatoes on accident. You know they have white sweet potatoes.
What?
I didn't know this. I thought I was buying regular potatoes, but they were white sweet potatoes, and I tried to make mashed potatoes with them, and they were terrible.
So you tried to make mashed potatoes with sweet potatoes, and you called me dumb?
You're dumb because you don't recognize tater tots greatness.
No, I'm dumb.
Why don't restaurants serve tater tots
I'm
more?
I'm dumb for letting you hook me into this conversation about different
man.
Ways to eat french
now,
fries.
Let's rank breads. Rye, sourdough, wheat. All right, now let's go into the Right Pack chat. See, they're all in there, man. They're talking about steak fries, only cool with a steak.
Steak fries just be too much food.
Nah, man, nah.
No, I'm just saying, there's too much potato. It's not a side.
Yeah,
and then
that's what you came for was the potato.
No,
don't you bite off more than you can chew, then get mad because you got what you asked for. I like steak
However,
fries.
However, Red Robin steak fries, I don't mind. But I think that's because I'm so hungry and they're bringing the steak fries before my food.
Aren't they bottomless at Red Robin too?
And I don't even like that.
Mm. But you know what? Lately, Red Robin been not filling the basket up.
And then
they be like, these are bottoms. It'd be like six fries and you got to ask for more. Yeah. Like, you bring me six baskets now. And then I'll dump those into one basket and take these five back. Okay, Right Pack chat. Throw some stuff in there. We're going to talk about whatever y'all say.
I did want to talk about this before we start.
Okay, I'll
stuff.
Just type down the things that they say that are good.
Okay. So these made me forget what I was just wanted to talk about. Oh, the Bad Boys for Life trailer.
Okay, Bad Boys for Life trailer.
The inherent problem that I have with the Bad Boys for Life trailer is I don't think Fat Martin is funny.
Why are you fat shaming Martin Lawrence?
I'm just saying, like...
You want to get some help?
Hold on, are you sick?
No, I'm just getting over a cold. I had a cold over the weekend. But that's the thing. I feel like when he's just bigger, it's not nothing against certain
Why
people.
Why is he not funny?
I don't know. It's just like people say Seth Rogen ain't funny when he's smaller.
That's not true. They say that.
I mean,
about,
Jonah Hill.
They say that about Seth Rogen lost weight too. First of all, whoever his stylist is lately, been having him looking fire.
Who, Jonah Hill?
Seth Rogen been having some fire fits. He follows me on Twitter.
Really?
Does he really?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
We're not breeze passing that at all. What
yeah,
really? How long has that been?
Like a year. He be talking to me. Conan, the dude, and he be following me.
What?
Really?
Yeah, man.
A slight flex over here.
That ain't no flex.
Get him on the pod.
I can't. I don't want to reach out. I be DMing people. They don't be hitting me back. I be getting left on red all the time.
I ain't
going to
say no names, man. People didn't left me on C. People I thought were friends in the industry.
Ooh, somebody just said, I don't think Skinny Doughboy is funny. How does that make you feel?
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm not skinny, so I don't think we know yet if I'm going to be funny or not. But you know, that was a complex that I had in my mind when I was on Wildin' Out, and like I lost weight. I was just like, but I kind of felt like I had lost my identity. But I don't know, but just Big Martin, it just...
Martin being a little bigger, first of all, as you age, most people put on a little weight. All
right.
So when Martin first came out, he was like early 20s, when he was like in Def Jam and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like he, this is the same problem you have with Will Smith, I think. Martin is one of those people like Will Smith. They had so many hits early that they haven't had a great hit late.
Now, that's somebody who hasn't made a good movie. I felt like Martin never really made good movies. No. His own movies where he was the star.
You don't like Blue Streak?
Big Mama's House.
Big Mama's House?
Blue Streak
first
was
Big Mama's was Big Mama's House was funny.
Okay, I'll give him the first
Hello,
one.
Hello, this is Hattie Mae Pierce.
But then the other ones, what he did.
Blue Streak was funny. Better Rallies. Black Knight.
What was National Security?
Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Love that movie.
Did you love it?
Yes. Whitfield.
Thin Line Between Love and Hate. But I'm just saying, let me pull up his IMDb.
Blue Streak was funny, bro.
I like Blue Streak.
Blue Streak was funny. And then also him and Eddie in Life.
And I'm...
Was Roscoe Jenkins funny?
I didn't like Roscoe. Listen, here's the thing. I think it's fair. I love Martin, so I was easily impressed with his stuff. So even though bad ones like Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins was my favorite, but I just like Martin, so the stuff be funny.
And when you get big, you're going to make a couple bad movies.
You're going to make a couple stinkers. Blue Streak is great to me.
Wild Hogs.
I like Wild Hogs. That was a
Rebound.
Tim Allen and John Travolta. Yeah. That was
like an ensemble.
Movie. Yeah.
Rebound? National Security, like I said, Black Knight.
I like Black Knight.
Shut up.
I did. You like Black Knight? That was funny.
Y'all like Black Knight?
I'm not saying it's a great movie, but I had a good
nothing
time.
Nothing to Lose was cool.
I'll give him with Tim Robbins?
Yeah, I'll give him
that. Yeah, I love that one.
I don't know,
Thin
man.
Thin Line, you ain't listened to Blue Streak yet. Only one that you said that probably wasn't good was Rebound.
Okay, so we have Blue Streak, so you'll give him that. Big Mama's House.
I like the first Big Mama's House.
What's the worst that can happen?
I don't remember that.
What's the worst thing that can happen was that movie being made. Black Knight, we said, agreed. Was bad.
Black Knight was funny.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad movie,
National Security was good.
I don't remember that one.
Rebound was good.
I don't remember National Security.
I'm just saying, Open Season.
Open Season was an animated film. You Death don't even be seeing these movies.
Death at a Funeral?
You're just saying stuff. Shut up.
I just feel like Martin don't make the funny. Okay, but anyway, the Bad Boys for Life trailer came out. Did you see it, Kev?
I did see it.
What did you think?
I'm all in.
Really?
Same jokes, literally.
It looks bad.
Will Smith is cool. Martin is the same Martin. If I can watch 84 Fast and the Furious movies, which is literally the same movie thing. Over and over, sign me up for Will and
how
Martin.
How are you not, if you're going to watch the next Fast and Furious that comes out, how are you not going to see a Will Smith and
because
Martin?
Because I more or less watch the Fast and Furious movies for the fast cars and the explosions. I watch Bad Boys for those guys.
You don't watch Bad Boys for the narrative.
You watch it for Will Smith
you
and Martin.
You literally
watch
it for some funny moments between them and some explosions.
That was Bad Boys 1 and 2.
You ain't laugh when you ain't snicking to
the
very
end.
Last.
I laughed at the
you
end.
You were like...
That's a snicker.
I'm just saying.
Snicker.
It just don't look.
It looks exactly the same as Bad Boys 2.
I feel like
it's Bad Boys 2 with a bigger budget.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be the same par. Obviously, they're going to run back some of the same tropes that made you like it. Will Smith's rich. He's cool.
Is it? And I noticed this watching the trailer too. Has Will Smith, like, I feel like for 20, 25 years, Will Smith could play the ultimate cool guy in anything he did and it would never fail. Has he kind of like stepped past that? I don't know if he's that cool dude anymore.
He looks super cool in Bad Boys 3.
You think so?
He looked cool in Focus.
I don't feel like
his
he
whole
was
thing
that,
is being
that,
cool.
That, I feel like it lost a little bit
Bro,
of
he
its,
did the
he cool in Suicide Squad.
He was cool in Suicide Squad.
But was he cool like how Will has been cool over Genie his was career?
Cool. Who?
I feel like he's lost a little
like
bit.
Like the cool guy.
Like the cool guy. Like, you know what I mean? Not that he's
who's
not
a, cool to you now?
Boy, oh boy, the guy that's running, Mahershala's cool.
No.
No, Mahershala's not cool. He doesn't
not at all.
Cool. Who's he's cool? A, who's the new cool
he's
guy?
He's just a great actor.
Is Michael just, B, would you consider Michael B. Jordan cool when he steps on the
nah,
screen?
Nah, he's heartthrob boy.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like Will Smith had the kind of
Denzel
cool
was kind of, Denzel was cool.
Man on Fire season.
Idris is cool.
Idris was cool. Yeah, but like yeah. I feel like Will had that every time he showed up.
I don't feel like he lost that. He ain't even making cool. You ain't seen Bad Boys 3. He's obviously up in the coolness. In Gemini Man, in the trailer, I haven't seen it yet. He doesn't look like he's trying to play the cool
Josh
guy.
Josh already told us that was not a good film.
He did say that.
I didn't love it.
Was he cool in it?
I don't think he's trying to be. He was action movie boy.
Not really.
Yeah, see, I feel like, I don't feel like this movie's going to be good.
Isaac
I don't feel
Gentry
like
said Gemini Man was but.
I don't feel like it's going to be good.
What?
Bad Boys for Life.
You don't know anything.
So that's my standing on it.
Okay. Don't just be talking indeed. Okay, here's something interesting somebody threw in there.
Okay.
Disney Plus streaming services drops this week.
So I'm what does in. That mean? Does that mean all the Marvel movies go there?
Mandalorian.
All the so a couple weeks ago, they released all their stuff that's going to happen on that they're going to have on there.
And what is it?
A lot of Marvel movies, lot of cartoons. Lot of cartoons.
Like Lion King. And
everything
Little
that was
Mermaid.
In the Disney vault. Yeah. All that stuff is on there. In addition to the Star Wars stuff and some new Marvel shows. Like they brought Loki back in the last Avenger movie basically so they could give him his own show on Disney. So, and it's only going to be $5.
$5 a month? That's it?
$5 a month.
That's
and
going
there's
up
no, like,
for
there's
sure
only
by
one,
2020.
One level?
I don't know that.
Okay.
But here's what somebody said that's interesting. How are you going to re-rank or how do you rank your streaming services? So what do you have currently streaming?
I have Netflix. I have Hulu. I have Amazon Prime. I have YouTube TV.
Why you got YouTube TV?
Because I like live sports. I don't have regular cable.
You don't have cable no more?
That's because they took DirecTV out of my complex.
Oh, so you just made the switch?
So I
have you still have DirecTV dinners, though.
No?
You never. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Okay, so if you had to replace Disney with one of those, which one would you take out?
Oh, I don't.
I think you rank them in the order of how good they
Netflix
are.
Netflix is number one for sure.
Netflix is number one, but
I can't.
Is
deal
it
with,
though?
Hulu? What is Hulu beating Netflix at?
In the stuff
one,
that's coming out now.
Hulu just, they just got downloads.
They didn't have
downloads for a long
Say
time.
Say less.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
But they also came out with the Wu-Tang thing. And yeah. That was, ugh.
So Hulu has Handmaiden's Tale on the drop.
I tried to watch
number.
That. That was a little too serious
it was,
for my life.
I had to stop.
I
was
like, this
too
is too
close.
Much to real life.
Too
to
close to real life.
I was like, I know Nike had this.
I downloaded Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is hilarious.
That's one of the greatest shows, right?
Oh,
I put that up next to 30 Rock as far as a really good show.
It was really funny, though. I haven't seen a bad episode yet. Seinfeld is on Hulu.
Wow.
I wish
Curb was on Hulu.
Curb's on HBO.
I know, man. But
I'd be running
thing.
Curb back every couple
Curb's
years.
Curb's a great show.
That's my favorite
show of
all time.
Dexter is on Netflix. I finally got all the way through Dexter. I think that people grossly said that the ending was worse than it really
no,
was.
No, man.
It was good.
It was.
I understood it.
Listen.
From the writer's point of view.
You must understand this. Right. They set up the entire Dexter show as he was either going to get killed or caught.
Okay.
Him turning into Wolverine and being a log boy in the middle of nowhere was like, come on. After all that, you're just a wilderness man.
But see, that's the thing that you didn't understand.
I know, though.
He had ruined everyone's life, so he had to, like, you know, kind of go.
He should have died. I'd been happy with him dying.
Really?
Yes. Walter White, best character arc ever. See, this is the thing that made Breaking Bad the best ending. Yeah. He tried to do what Dexter did. Remember when he was living out in the mountains, he had all the money and the snow, and he's just like, man, this life kind of sucks.
And then
I'm gonna go out and
back to the game.
Yes, yeah. That made more sense. But just like, I just work here now.
Yeah,
trash.
Man. I mean, and speaking of the holiday rush, you know that the holiday rush is coming, and if you sell stuff online, you better get ready with ShipStation. With more people buying online than ever before, you have to be able to ship orders out quickly, efficiently, and affordably. But how do you keep track of all those orders or decide which shipping carrier to use? Or if you're getting the best rates? Luckily, ShipStation can help. With just a few clicks, you'll be managing orders, printing labels, and getting those products out the door and delivered in time for the holidays. Now look, we personally use ShipStation to ship our merch. The great thing about ShipStation is it gives you analytics that really make selling online easier. We've used it for our merch and being able to clearly see how many orders have been sent out versus how many orders we have to send is really helpful. Now listen to this. No matter what you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface. Take the hassle out of holiday shopping this year. Let ShipStation handle it all with ease. Just use my offer code RR to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free holiday shopping. Just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in RR.
RR.
That's ShipStation. Enter offer code RR. ShipStation. Make ship happen. Now, Josh, what is wrong with you, man?
Huh?
You've been doing so good for weeks. Now you're missing your RR.
So here's my rankings of streaming.
Okay.
Netflix number one. Has by the way, Netflix be putting out stuff that I never even, like, me and Melissa watched this movie. What was it called? Is Melissa still here? Mm-mm. The Laundromat.
Is that good?
It was weird.
You know what?
That's a no.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's a movie that kind of could have been a documentary, and it's directed by Steven Soderbergh.
It's based on a true story?
Based on a true story. It's about, mm-hmm. You know what it's about?
No, it's about a laundromat where they were cleaning up clothes?
No. It's about money laundering. And,
I was going to say, are they cleaning money?
Yeah. Gosh, it's about a lawyer, a law firm in Panama City, mm-hmm. that creates shell companies. And you know,
to
shell
launder
companies.
Money. Yeah.
All they said they do is create the shell companies. Mm-hmm. Then the people do the laundering on their own. So you watched Game of Thrones or you didn't watch it?
Nah, I can't get into it.
So it was interesting to me about how the shell company business works.
Shell, like the gas station?
No, man, shell companies.
Oh, to like launder money. Okay.
Yes, it was interesting how, like, so they said 285,000 companies in America's headquarters are in Wilmington, Delaware, because Delaware couldn't attract any business of their own. Mm. So they basically just said, okay, you won't have to pay no state taxes if your business is set up here. So all those credit card companies, pretty much ADD was headquartered in Wilmington, Delaware, believe it or not, right? Their company never have offices there, but it's anything, you know, or it's anything, just for taxes. Mm. Companies like Amazon, as much revenue as they bring in, they pay $0 in taxes. They're like maximized to have enough growth so that they can make as much money as possible.
And nobody can make that make sense to me, but okay.
No, it does make sense. Right. What they do is they hire people who used to work for the IRS
and help find them. All the loopholes.
Yeah, so in the movie, there was a great line. They said, now tax evasion is illegal, but tax avoidance, that's where our business is.
Wow.
So I ain't gonna hold you. My new accountant, whoo!
Yeah, send me that guy.
I'm not cheating the system, but part of it is we don't even know. Mm-hmm. You gotta
they
know.
How people
the tax
die
law.
From a lack of information. Something like that. It's a saying about ignorance.
No, it's financial literacy. Yeah.
Financial literacy. I don't know if that's
why people perish from a lack of knowledge.
Oh, that's the Bible.
That we from a lack of understanding.
Yeah, people perish. Yeah. Anyway. Just be quiet. So Netflix has the most stuff. At first I feel like they were hitting on all cylinders. House of Cards first came out, Orange is the New Black, plus they had all those old
Side
shows.
Side note, people have been saying that movie American Son on Netflix is good. It is not.
You watched it?
It is terrible.
Really?
Kerry Washington has fallen off to depths I cannot explain. It is not good.
How she just finished Scandal 2 years ago. Did you
but
watch
Scandal wasn't hot for the last three or four seasons
of itself.
No,
it was hot the
itself.
Last two seasons.
Oh, they got
it
back?
Came back.
They came back?
And she used to kill in that. I'm going to tell you what.
I just didn't like the
Did
movie.
You know she's Nigerian?
Is she?
I didn't know that. Why am I not Nigerian?
I don't know.
Anyway.
She's married to Nnamdi Asamoah, right?
Nnamdi.
Yeah.
One, I like Kerry Washington. Okay. Loved her as Olivia Pope. The one thing not a big fan of, she teeth acts.
She what?
She teeth acts.
Ah, she's always like, she front loads her.
She's always snarling.
She front loads emotion in her teeth.
Yes.
Her
she's
cousins.
Always snarling.
she did cries, that a lot in this movie.
It's, it drives me in. She used to do it on Scandal. So now there's these memes of this movie, American Son.
It ain't good.
And it's all of her face is just like, do you have the sneeze or not?
She actually always eats something sour. It's not a good movie. Don't waste your 2 hours on it.
Is she not acting good?
It's just, it's one of those movies like a play, and so it all takes place like in one room.
Yeah, it's based on a play like Fincy.
Yeah, and it's just
was
like,
it boring because of that?
It was. Yeah, it was just like you couldn't really get engaged in what they were talking about. It was just like. And then
play?
By the time they hit you at the ending with the whole finale, it's just like, okay.
You watched the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing.
What made you click it on?
Because everybody had been talking about it online.
Oh.
I felt hoodwinked and bamboozled. So what were you saying? You said that Netflix is your first off the is your first to stay.
First to stay.
Hulu second?
Hulu. Well, are we counting HBO and Showtime?
Everything. They're all streaming. That's the thing that I don't like. I think that we were so excited to get away from cable, but now it's like if you get all these subscriptions, we're going to end up paying more than we were paying for cable.
Man, let me tell you what. I am a streaming whore. I am absolutely streaming whore. I keep telling myself
what,
I'm going
to call it. Which ones do you have?
You don't even want to know.
I want to know. Tell me.
You have all the things?
Tell me, Kev.
I have.
Tell me all the things.
Netflix, obviously. Mm-hmm. Premium account. Because my kids watch.
You got YouTube with,
you
no,
got
with no commercials.
YouTube premium. But not YouTube TV. Mm-hmm. Amazon Prime. But I don't pay for that. That just comes with it. Mm-hmm. HBO I get with my cable subscription.
And you have cable.
I have cable.
Jeez.
I've got DAZN to what? Watch fights. Fights?
Just how
watch,
much is that?
It's $99 flat for the year or
it's not bad.
Like 20 or 30 bucks a month.
That's send all
me
fights?
Your log, send me your login information.
I got ESPN Plus. Another one for fights. Bro, the pay-per-view stuff is moving to all the streaming. I gotta see my fights.
So how much do you think
I'm keeping going.
Oh, you got more?
I said Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
That's what seven. I have Bleacher Report.
Why do you have Bleacher Report?
For
Champions League
soccer.
Man. There's a game right now.
There's Champions League soccer. I got to have that. NBC Sports app. I don't think I pay for
you
that.
You have Stars? Oh, no, you have cable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. NBC Sports is for Premier League soccer as well. I think that one's free, though.
Jeez. How much?
And I'm subscribed to various Patreons. Tony's Patreon, Pat, Internet Undefeated. Jenkins and Jones.
How much do you think you're spending a month on all your streaming services?
And I
cable?
Still have cable. I don't want to think.
How much? That's got to be 2-3.
I have literally everything. And I don't even be watching it. All I really need is every single one.
Really?
That's all. Yeah, I need to watch
my
fights.
So if you
have
to get rid of one, which one are you getting rid of?
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, but no, Amazon
the
Prime.
The Boys was great.
They're the only ones that had Snowfall, though.
Yeah.
I need it
right
that.
Now. You're talking about buying it.
Yeah.
The Boys was good on Amazon Prime. They had this cool soccer show that followed Manchester City.
But they're just. I feel like they're just getting their.
They're just getting
in the
there.
Game.
Yeah, they're just getting.
They're
in there.
About to be here for a while though. I feel like they're like you said, they're just getting in the game. They're just starting to invest in.
I know Man United ain't in the Champions League, but I be watching Champions League. Christopher, Snowfall's on Hulu, but you meant the Prime Video has the newest season of. Of
Snowfall.
Snowfall. They also have a streamers. Show called Bosch, which is a good cop show on Prime. I'll be downloading that.
Oh, and Apple's coming out now, too.
Yep. Steve Carell got a new show on there where he plays a villain.
Why?
Or a bad guy.
I can't.
It's the streaming wars.
See, I knew that the entertainment industry was going to figure this out.
Ooh, Prime has Luther? Have you seen Luther?
I heard Luther's good.
Nah. Oh, my God.
It's on Netflix, isn't it?
It is.
Isn't it?
That's with Idris, right?
It is. Have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
Dude, today.
That's
going
to be
I need something new to be.
Luther is a psychological thriller that is going to blow your mind. Here's the only thing I don't like about it. It's a BBC show, so a full season is like 4 episodes.
What?
Yes.
How many seasons is it?
It's like 3 or 4. So it's literally
like 12 episodes?
And one season is 2 episodes.
That's not even a season. That's just a
this
double
This is 2 pack. Episodes. But watch it, though.
Okay.
It is out of this world.
Say that. I need something new to watch ever since
Luther.
I finished Dexter.
Have you seen Big
Mouth? I was going to do Sopranos.
Also Sopranos good. But do Luther first. Only because Luther? Sopranos has like 8 seasons or 7 seasons.
I'm going to need your HBO Luther, password too.
Yeah, Luther is, I mean, Sopranos held up really well.
Really?
I rewatched it again last year, right before the tour. Just like, let me see if this held up. Bro, I just lit? Watched the whole season. So
okay.
good.
So I'm going to do
Rest
Luther.
Rest in peace, James Gandolfini.
I'll do Luther and then I'll do
Jack Ryan's Sopranos. Also on Prime Video. I'm going to tell you what, though. I have a hard time
seeing John Krasinski outside of Jim. I knew you were going to say that.
As anything other than Jim. So Jack Ryan, the dude who plays Jim in The Office, is a spy.
I need to get into The Office because everybody just loves it.
He's a like a financial analyst spy, but then he'd be having to hold the gun. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, Jim, come on, man.
Put it down,
man. I always want him to look at the camera with the gun and be
Golden,
like.
Golden.
Just be like, if Jack Ryan does this, down, Abdul Muhammad. Jim.
What was his name in Michael Scarn's video? Golden Face. Golden Face. That's that. The first time I heard about Jack Ryan, I was like, I want to know about The Office.
Dude, I don't know if The Office. You gotta watch it. Let me tell you this, okay? From the first season, you should be good.
Okay.
But watch Diversity Day. Actually, isn't that the first episode?
That's the second.
The Diversity Day episode and then the basketball episode.
All within like 6 episodes.
If you're not hooked by that first, I don't know how you can't be.
No, and I feel like since you're just watching it, there's going to be so many jokes. You'll be like, yo, how? It's almost like an uncomfortable, like.
I got to watch it now. That's my
next
thing.
If you don't get into The Office, I have to fight you.
Oh.
If you don't like it, we don't like the same things.
All right,
okay, so here's the next thing. We got to get off this because I'm getting upset at myself from not watching.
We still talking about potatoes?
No, we off that. Right. T-Pain had to cancel his tour.
Oh, man.
Shout out to T-Pain, friend of the podcast.
Why you laugh at him?
Because of the reason.
Somebody, what?
He kept it honest.
Yeah, he was
like. Wasn't moving.
Listen.
He was like, they trying to tell me to be all slick. Nah, y'all wouldn't buy tickets. I was like, that's why I love T-Pain.
Listen.
Why lie?
T-Pain is one of my favorite artists, like music artists, but also personality wise, I just like.
Remember
T-Pain
when we met him for the
first of all, thank you for reminding me about that. Me and Doe shooting his show,
we're in the studio
with T-Pain. He shows us his new music video at the time
that he had edited.
T-Pain edits his own videos. And when you talk about some timeline and some splices, Josh, he had like 7 layers down.
He's on Premiere. Yeah.
He was on Premiere.
Oh, he really
7 layers down. Like, it was great.
Yeah.
So he canceled a show for low ticket sales. I respected him more for that. Because he was like, bro, people ain't buying tickets. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm canceling the show. Somebody tried to make fun of him yesterday or 2 days ago. And he was like, y'all can't make fun of me because I had, you know, I think he said something like 10 or 15 years of sold out tours prior to this.
Like three arena runs.
Three arena runs. And he has another arena tour after that. I have canceled shows.
Yeah.
I don't make a big deal about it, but there are some shows we hit on the Righteous and Ratchet tour that I will never go back to those cities again.
Said that already this year.
You talk about.
Woo!
Woo! Here's the thing. Humbling.
It still is humbling to you.
Humbling to have. Yeah. I mean, Chicago, 4,000, 1,200. Then we got to some of them cities.
17.
Bro, Springfield. I took some pictures. I took a video before the show. It was like 11 people in there. It was like 10 minutes before the show. Luckily, by the time the show started, there was a good crowd in there. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I can be thankful about is our audience size never determined how good the show was.
That was the cool thing about it. And even if it was a smaller show, they were still turned up and having fun.
But as far as making money and business-wise,
terrible.
Yeah. Oh, terrible. Yeah. So I got no problem. I canceled a show in, where's that city we canceled 2 years in a row? Where's Notre Dame?
I know exactly.
Lindenburg.
Notre Dame is in
South Bend, Indiana.
Gosh.
South Bend. I'm talking about, I couldn't sell tickets there for $5. I'm like, $5. They're like, man, shut up.
We told you.
We don't want to come.
And then we had to deal with all the stuff and trying to eat good on the road. You know, we both trying to get in shape. Mm-hmm. That's always tough. And getting in shape isn't just about losing weight.
No.
It's about learning healthier habits and feeling better about yourself. Whether that's more stamina to keep up with your busy life, finally getting into those goal jeans, being more in tune with your body's needs, or practicing more self-care, I think the best part about Noom is the ease and convenience of the app. Now, like I said, we travel a lot, and being able to have Noom keep us accountable is great. Noom is great because it's really encouraging. So if you ever fall off the wagon, it doesn't shame you, but it encourages you to get back on.
Don't shame me.
Come on. Now, Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. What I really love is no food is good, bad, or off limits. Noom teaches moderation and can be used in conjunction with many pre-existing popular diets if you want. They say it's based on a cognitive behavioral approach. I just say it works. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps makes big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/ratchet. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/ratchet to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/ratchet. It's the last weight loss program you'll need.
I just say it works.
It's a squeak. What? I thought something else happened. Why are you just Aldrich and Edwards? Why would say it's
cognitive? My teacher said I do what's called expressive reading. That's expressive reading, man.
I just say Edwards.
Talking like that. Oh, snap. So
T-Pain.
Go back to T-Pain.
Yes.
You can, a tour cannot sell tickets for a couple of reasons. One, you pick bad markets or markets. So Xavier Omar, who'll be on the potty later this month, he said, why don't you come to this city, or this city? And he said, my numbers and streams don't reflect that I have enough fans there to warrant a headlining show.
Do you do the same thing when you're booking shows for real comedians and stuff?
Yes. Here's the other thing. Some cities are notorious for not coming out for certain things. Mm-hmm. Like, remember I had a show in Alabama, and the dude was like, man, all type of gospel artists cancel shows there. He was like, they didn't Bruno Mars or Beyonce. People be canceling. And then when people cancel shows a lot, people are reluctant to buy tickets because people cancel so often.
Right.
So when I go back on tour next year, I'm going right back to the cities that love me.
Go what you know worth.
Another thing is if you tour too often, you go back to the same cities too many times, people are like, oh, I just saw you.
I already know these jokes.
It's non-exclusive.
Or if you're a singer. Like, even if you're like if you just been there 3 months or 3 months ago, like T-Pain had just been going on tour. Like, that's why I probably usually only go to a city once a year, maybe once. Twice, maybe, because people will be like, oh, he was just here. They either just saw you or they're like, well, if he comes back this often, I'm not going to come.
Right, right, right.
So that's
almost like
reason.
That supply and demand thing, too. People want to know that, oh, I got to see this guy now or I won't have another chance to.
Yeah, so that's kind of all the stuff that can go into.
Why doesn't T-Pain have a residency in Vegas yet? I feel like he should.
Vegas has a lot of creative residencies, too. They have the ones like Celine Dion, which is like her theater, and she performs there 8 nights a week. And then they have one like Chris Brown has a residency at Dre's, which means he just performs there once a month.
Did like a DJ set, they'd probably be more open to it because EDC is still a very heavily EDM-driven culture, especially like their
big. Is that why like
Snoop?
Aoki, Steve Aoki, and Calvin Harris,
they all got residencies
there
like
in Vegas.
3 days apart around his
Do you think
Halloween.
They give DJ Khaled one and he'd just be like, DJ Khaled? No, not as a DJ, but just as like as a person, as an artist. Cause he be dropping them albums as
an
artist himself.
I feel like he can't do it, but if he don't have the people to perform their part of the song,
a DJ set, maybe
what would that look like?
He'd just be like DJ Khaled.
I mean, you just want to make that joke. He used to really DJ. Oh,
you're just making that joke.
No, I'm just saying. What would he do? No, I don't really want to know.
But he can't perform.
But he can play those songs.
He used to really DJ though.
Yeah, but if he I know. I'm saying like if you
as a DJ.
Oh, you mean just as a DJ?
Yeah.
But not as an artist because he drops albums as an artist.
Right,
but
he'll
be
rapping.
Be booked
in
as
but
an
he
artist.
Be EP. No, it's that's more of like an EP situation. Like he is putting those.
So
it'd
be like
together.
Diddy getting a residency. He couldn't get. Side
no,
note,
Diddy be no, making. He be
Khaled,
rapping in the song.
Khaled could definitely.
Do,
Khaled opened up on Beyonce's tour.
Yeah, but he was just bringing other people out. I saw
but
that
he was
show.
He was DJing, and then he bring him.
Would he like hype up the crowd though?
Yeah. He was terrible at Beyonce.
Who the best?
He brought out like three of his artists, and then he say he had like people just sing along to the songs
flipped
he was in.
Really?
But it wasn't his part.
That Flip DeNaro dude was just on tour.
Yeah. What song was that?
Leave me alone.
Yeah. That was the first time I heard it. I was like, all right, next. I was pressing skip. And
hello,
then, like,
what is Beyonce?
I don't.
Hello.
No, not you.
Big Sean, all right. Next,
Big Sean had a.
Where is Big Sean?
He's on tour.
He's about to drop.
He had a great. He performed great at Beyonce's tour.
I feel like there was a moment where he was like considered like the bigger. Like he was considered like in the same breath as a Drake, Kendrick,
Until
J. Cole, and then like now I feel like he's like a couple tiers under that now.
Until Control, until that Kendrick thing with him. I mean, there's still
really
beef. Yeah, Kendrick's.
I heard that's what started the beef between Big Sean and Kendrick was that song.
Big Sean and Kendrick are beefing.
Yeah, he was talking about Kendrick. Kendrick was talking about him in Be Humble when he was like, "Sit down, little B."
He was talking about Big Sean.
Yes, that's like Big Sean's whole thing.
No,
little B.
Oh,
yes, he was talking to him.
The hard.
He was like, "Sit down, little B."
I know.
The hard part three or four, whichever one came out right before. That damn album,
yeah.
Was,
they've been, and but it's all because of that song though. Because
they've just been beefing for years.
I didn't know that.
But I mean, Sean
Kendrick kind of like took the shine away from that. I think Big Sean got mad.
The Control verse,
yeah.
Well,
you talking about the Kanye Good Summer thing?
What did he say that was so big in that song?
I don't remember specifically, but
he said.
I remember that's just where it. Kinda
I think he. I think he said he was the king of New York.
Big Sean. He's from Detroit.
No, that's when Kendrick. Remember when Kendrick said something on the Control verse and got everybody like so.
What
he was like,
it?
I'm the best.
I remember it.
He was going at everybody. No, that's the thing. He was like, yeah, forget Drake forget Big Sean. It was Big Sean's song. He was like, "But wait, you're on my song.
Oh yeah,
man, you can get it too."
The
like, wait,
was like, did he get the vocals after?
So yeah, so that's what he was saying. He was just like,
that was like a.
He was like, "Y'all my homies, but I'll kill you all."
I always wonder how stuff like that comes out, because I mean, whoever song it is, they approve it.
That's what I don't understand. They were like, too, "All right, man, upload this."
Unless it was like, "Wait, did he say Big Sean?" But I'm Big Sean.
Unless it was like a SoundCloud upload.
Oh, let me look up. Kill you all, including you, Sean. All right, hold on. Let me read this real quick.
I think he had one of the later verses.
Yeah, that's too many lyrics. I lost interest.
Just Apple F. And type in Kendrick, and it should go into his.
On Genius?
Oh, you could search on the
side
page.
Side note, Kendrick be saying a lot of words in his raps.
Yeah. He's a good rapper,
but you
got
to have a high attention span. He had a lot of words.
Him and Toby. Okay, here it is. I heard the barbershops be in the great debates all the time about who's the best MC. Kendrick, Jigga, and Nas. Eminem, Andre 3000. The rest of y'all noob, just don't get involved. Even the person who rapped before me. If I didn't name your name... not you. That's probably what it was. Okay, but this is hip hop, and them should know what time it is. And that goes for J. Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mill, ASAP, Rocky, Drake, Big Sean. Hold on. J Electronica.
He was on the
He just shortened it.
Yeah.
Tyler, Mac Miller, I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you. I'm trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you. Don't want to be here, not more noun or verb from you. Ah!
That guy. So
what is competition? I've been like, oh, yeah. Me? I've been.
This is my song.
Have you seen that Supreme Dreams video where it's like when rappers get out rapped on their own verse? Like, yo, this hard. It's way harder than what you said.
Get out of here, Big Sean, but that's me. You. Oh.
He ain't go harder than me. This is my song. Shoot.
So, yeah, that started like the whole beef with them.
Wow.
It was a whole ordeal. You didn't
if I'm Big Sean, delete
that.
I think Big Sean
was the only one who took it personally, though.
Big Sean, he's in a terrible spot because if he says, nah, don't post that, Kendrick still has the vocals. Now he can leak them and be like, this is your boy Big Sean took off. But, now he's wrong.
But that's just messed up that two guys that were presumably friends before, but then they just fell out. Presumably.
Yeah, presumptuously. That's right. What you said the first time was it?
Shut up. So, yeah, so they lost their whole friendship over a bar.
That's around the timeline where Kendrick really took off, though.
Man.
After that's when he kind of separated.
I still need to listen to Section 80.
I haven't heard Section 80. I'll
send it right now. It's on Apple Music.
Send it to me. It's on Apple Music.
Send it to me, Doughboy.
They re-released, because initially it was a mixtape, but through Empire, they re-released it to all distribution platforms, a.k.a. DSPs.
Nice. Kev, pay back attention to this.
I'm getting Section 80 right now. Because when I got hip to Kendrick when I moved here, I was like, I'm moving to California. I'm going to listen to some California rap. And when I tell you, I was just Good Kid, Mad City from the first play.
That was just fire.
I was just like, this is a question I have for you. I'm actually glad you brought this up. What is an artist that from the first time you heard them do their artistry, you were like, yep, I'm going to be a fan of this person? Kendrick is one, and I'm going to tell you two. Her, when I heard her on Best Part, I was like, yes, I will lock this person. Adele, Chasing Pavements is another song. Mm-hmm. When I heard Chasing Pavements from Adele, I was like, I'm all in.
The first time I heard Juvenile's, huh?
So good.
That's you in that Big Bad Biz. Because I was in Sacramento, and everybody thought it was trash. I was like, no, this dude.
They thought it was trash?
Nobody liked it. And Junior? I was like, bro, this is fire.
That's how I felt about Bryson Tiller.
And I felt
Bryson Tiller.
The first time I heard
Don't. I didn't. I just like that song. I didn't feel that strong.
No, I felt strong. I also felt really strongly about Nelly. First time I heard Nelly. Down, baby, don't street in the rain, street sweeper, doom, doom, baby.
People don't remember that was a smash hit.
I think that Nelly doesn't get enough recognition.
I think he gets proper recognition.
No, because I feel like he went so pop that people. I do believe so. But this is the reason why. He never gets like GOAT conversations.
I don't think he's GOAT.
I don't think he's GOAT.
You know what's funny though? I don't think he's GOAT.
You keep looking at me like, I don't think he's GOAT.
He's not.
He was selling like crazy though. He was selling like crazy. Even Sweatsuit was selling crazy. But I don't think anybody, I've ever heard anybody outside of St. Louis.
But I feel like he was really a good rapper though. I feel like Nelly. I feel like Nelly was slept on. I feel like he don't really get.
I don't
really
know if I ever was a like, great rapper. Man, I feel like he made a lot of fun songs, but I don't think I was like, yo, this dude is really rapping. I'm like, man, this song is catchy.
Nah, like, but that's like Drake's no, but see, that's why I thought he was so dope because even on his like Flo Rida. Oh. You keep bringing up Flo Rida.
That was disrespectful.
No.
That was mad.
Anybody, that's just Florida. Oh. This is Florida.
Yo, well, first of all, I'm texting to here right now.
When I figured that out.
Florida.
You're not going to put Flo Rida in the same category.
Nah,
as
not
as
Flo Rida. Flo Rida makes NBA playoff basketball timeout music.
What? That is wildly specific.
When they call timeout, they will blast a Flo Rida song through the arena.
They will.
He's a perfect for, I need 17 seconds of music.
But see, this is the thing that people don't understand. Even with Nelly, even that first song, that the Country Grammar song, that was really a street record. He just put it in a real fun way.
No, yeah, down, he was down, talking about the having the sprayer.
Yo, string in the rain. Go.
Street,
boom, boom.
The street
baby,
sweeper is
sweeper,
not.
Yeah. That wasn't no broom. I was the mop.
But he was smiling a lot. Like, Jimmy, Jimmy. Jimmy.
Yeah, little,
but you can't be hard saying Jimmy, Jimmy, Coco, what?
Jimmy, Jimmy, Coco, what?
You talking about having the street sweeper like, bro, I'll kill you. Jimmy, Jimmy, Coco, what? Yeah, Jimmy, now. You can find me in St. Louis smoking on
dub. See, he was snapping.
Okay. I know we're all over the place today, but I'm having a great time. You just reminded me of worst rap lyrics you ever heard.
What was that?
Nelly turned in a stinker.
What'd he say?
I'm just kidding like Jason.
Oh,
unless you're going to do it.
Do it. That even made novice rappers be like, bruh, come on.
What, so
are you, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just kidding like Jason.
Where is it going?
Where is it going? Oh, my God.
But Nelly was snapping back then, though.
Nelly was absolutely slapping.
Ludacris was snapping, too. I feel like he gets slapped. Like, these are guys that I feel like are great rappers, and then people don't look at, they look at them more as like novelty acts.
You know what it is? I think novelty is a great word. Mm-hmm. I feel like they had Ja Rule, same way. Mm-hmm. People don't really talk about Ludacris and they're great as a great rapper of all time, mm-hmm. but he had a moment.
Bruh.
He had a couple years where he had big face pictures, mm-hmm. CDs, chicken and beer. Like,
he was
Luda could do no wrong. And low-key transitioned to acting as smooth as any rapper could, but doesn't enter the. And I think kind of rightfully so. I don't.
Who do you think the best rapper actor is?
Most Def.
Now, okay, are you thinking Dexter, Queen Latifah?
He's funny in the Queen Latifah movie.
Uh-huh.
In Dexter that season, he's not even recognized.
He was in 16 Blocks too, wasn't he?
Yes.
Not LL Cool J.
LL Cool J is good.
Not, I mean,
do people think LL Cool J is a bad actor?
No.
I mean,
did he do Law and Order SUV?
I think he does NCIS or something.
What's SUV? Law and Order.
Where they investigate escalades that are running crime rings.
Escalades coming straight from the guy.
Straight from the guy, you jerk.
Okay, here's some suggestions from the audience. Marky Mark. I don't think Marky Mark
is very slept on.
I don't think he's a great actor.
Oh, you're true.
Ice-T, Luda, Queen Latifah, Will Smith. Will Smith's probably the best.
Will Smith.
Will Smith is a great actor because he gets a good sleep. You know why he sleeps so well? Because he's got the best sheets in the game, man. I know it. I know it personally. He doesn't wake up hot and sweaty like I do. You know, and I thought the problem was my mattress or just me, you know, but it's my sheets. And now I got Attitude sheets. They are incredible. They stay nice and cool at night, and they're so soft. I've been getting the best sleep of my life.
Have you?
You know, I'm not slept on because I sleep at night.
You got a new Attitude.
You know what? I got my niece coming
that's
over.
Good. That's good.
Thursday night mm-hmm. for 11 days.
Oh, wow.
I have an air mattress. The guests get Attitude sheets.
Mm.
Now, she's notorious for not sleeping well. She's just a rabid Wolverine. Mm. She bites holes in the couches.
She's a baby wombat like Greg.
She's a baby wombat. But I put her in the Attitude sheets in the air mattress. Oh, slept like a baby that she is.
Mm.
Okay? If you want the best sleep of your life, go get your Attitude sheets. They're so comfortable. Their organic, clean bamboo is extremely breathable. It regulates your body temperature to improve your quality of sleep. Why not try Attitude? These amazing sheets have a 30-day risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your sheets for a full refund. They even cover shipping on returns. Attitude sheets, they're soft as silk, breathable as linen, but the price of cotton. You're going to love them. When you support our sponsors, you support our show. And right now, our listeners will get 20% off their sheet set and free shipping. Just text Ratchet
Ratchet
to 64000. The only way to get 20% off of your Attitude Sheets and free shipping is to text Ratchet,
Ratchet
to 64000. That's RATCHET to
Ratchet.
64000. Okay.
So top
message and data rates apply, cuz Will Smith has to be the best rapper.
Is he?
Actor. Yes. Nobody can
beat him. I think Queen Latifah is quietly slept on in that regard.
Best actress. Mm. Best actress, rapper. Rapper, actress, rapper, actor. If they separated like they do on the Oscars.
And so you wouldn't put Mark Wahlberg up there with Will Smith?
I'm not really a fan of Mark Wahlberg's acting.
He plays a straight man very well.
I just be like, man,
and
shut
he can
up.
Play funny.
He'd be funny sometime.
I feel like just Will Smith is just too
He's just
universal.
Too diversified.
He's just too diverse.
He's okay. Just great.
I'll give him
Queen
that.
Latifah's just great. And Bessie. Ugh. She took her shirt off. I was like, you, me, same. And set it off. She was the best part about that.
People don't remember. And she was in Bringing Down the House.
People remember that. Everybody remembers that.
A very specific memory.
She was so good in Living Single, which I feel like doesn't get talked about enough.
Nobody
in great
talks
sitcom.
About that. You know what the urban legend is?
Yes, we know. It's based off of
Friends. Stole their
Or Friends was based off of It.
Yeah, they.
It's not an urban legend. The dude said that. The dude who created Friends was like, I saw that. I said, I'll make that for whites.
And then they made all, you know, at their height, they was making like a million an episode.
Dough.
That was back then.
Friends just renewed on Netflix for 100 million.
M's?
Yes. And but they're about to get taken off.
None of them really did much after that show, though.
Queen Latifah?
Jennifer Aniston?
Are you talking about Friends or?
The people from Friends.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston was in a whole bunch of Just Okay movies.
Right.
She leads the league in Just Okay movies.
Right.
One would argue she's never made a great movie ever.
Has she ever starred in a movie?
Actually, Horrible Bosses. She was great.
I thought she killed that. It
she
was just
so
weird
good
seeing
in Horrible
that,
Bosses.
Though, but yeah, she killed.
The guy who played Ross, I forgot his name. David Schwimmer. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's good. David Schwimmer, he was in that movie, that Netflix movie I was just telling you about.
Laundromat?
Laundromat. He was in The Pacific. He was in OJ. He was good. He's actually probably the best actor of all them. Courtney Cox Arquette. She'd be cool.
And nobody did nothing for
her. Phoebe
them.
Was in.
Phoebe ain't done nothing.
No, she has.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Phoebe was in something, a lot of episodes.
I feel like nobody from Living Single did nothing after that.
Where
is Tootie from Family Ties?
Is that girl in?
And the other guy had his own
HBO
show.
The dude played Chandler?
Yeah.
He stunk it up. Him and Joey.
Wasn't that like a joke of his life, though?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Cougar Town. Courtney Cox Arquette was in Cougar Town. And David Schwimmer was in Madagascar, so very funny.
Nice.
All right.
Okay. What else?
The Right Pack also said, "Did you see KSI versus Logan Paul 2?"
We should watch that.
It's at the Staples Center.
Let's go.
And guess what? It's also on
what?
The Zone.
Okay, I come over to your crib and watch it.
Come over, watch it. The fact that YouTubers are on YouTubers, yeah, we'll have a fight party.
I just wasn't sure.
Yes.
YouTubers are on the regular. It was like a regular fight. It was.
They're actually fighting.
Yes.
Like
who fought this week?
Canelo.
Kovalev. Mm. KSI and Logan Paul are next. And then it was just another boxer next. Like, there was no distinction of these people are not. And he's technically a pro now. They're going to be fighting.
Wait, they're fighting at the Staples Center?
Are they sold getting pro
out.
Bags?
They sold it out?
Are they getting pro bags?
Yes.
Oh, that's.
They made. So when they had their first fight in London, they made money off the ticket sales. They made the streaming money. And they had sponsorship money.
Oh, my God.
From the streaming. They make more money boxing than they ever made on YouTube. Logan Paul has successfully done what Floyd did. He turned all that hate against him.
Oh, yeah, because they had canceled him last year when he did the thing with
his fans never canceled him. Here's when cancel culture doesn't work. The people who canceled Logan Paul never watched his content.
Right.
You cannot cancel somebody you don't support.
Right.
So if you never, I never watched him before. He did something stupid. I call him stupid. Right. I've never watched him anyway.
And right. Even
his fans didn't cancel him.
And the same ones who quote unquote canceled him are the ones that are going to pay to watch that fight.
Because now they hate
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely.
To see him get hit.
Because the last fight was good. Ended up being a draw.
Well, you know what this means?
What?
We got to square up, man.
Nah. I'm going to tell you why, though. It
man,
wouldn't work.
They're making all this money?
But it wouldn't work because we're friends.
Yeah.
It works because they hate
they
each other.
They really don't like each other.
And they're selling the crap out of this fight. YouTubers have been boxing for like the last 3 years.
Really?
Yousef, you know FuzzyTube?
Yeah.
He had like a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
He got beat up.
Somebody, bro, I was going to say, I haven't heard of him.
He had one of these fights
Yo.
Earlier this year, like not even 3 months ago. I'm talking about with the headgear on.
Dude, lumped him up anyway?
Dough. I'm talking.
That's my worst nightmare.
Martin fighting Tommy the Hitman Hearn.
Really?
Eye big, nose broken.
With headgear?
Headgear. I'm talking. I watched the fight. It was.
Was the dude that he fought a professional fighter?
No, he was super skinny. The dude. The thing is, they're not boxers. So number one, what is the first thing they teach you? In boxing.
Cover your face.
Keep your hands up.
Yes.
This dude got punched and forgot everything he ever did.
That's
what
they say, though. Everybody can fight till you get hit in your mouth that first time.
Mike Tyson said that. Everybody got a game plan, so they get punched in the mouth.
You forget everything.
And he just was getting more and more frustrated, which led to more punches. It was abysmal.
So, I remember one time.
You had to fight somebody that you hate. Is there anybody you could, like, somebody you really, like, beef with, though?
Yeah.
If you fought Celery on a pay-per-view match, I feel like
I'm sick of you
showing up in stews, being served with my buffalo wings. You mean
I want December you out of here.
Broccolini.
Broccolini? You hate broccolini?
I'll screw up a broccolini. Broccolini must die.
So, but it's crazy that how many different ways you can monetize.
And that they're fighting this weekend, right?
Dude, they're getting, yes.
I'm pulling up to your crib, man.
Wait, is that this weekend?
Yeah.
The 10th?
No, it's I think it's the 7th or 8th.
Oh, well, that's Thursday, Friday.
That's Friday.
7th is Toby Show. That's Thursday.
The 9th, September 9th.
Oh, is Toby Show Saturday. Thursday?
Yeah.
Is it too late to go? Can I go?
Yeah, there still might be tickets.
It's not too late. Buy tickets.
If I get a ticket, like, is it like a sign seating? Or
no,
I sit
standing there.
It's general.
Okay, I'm going to get a ticket.
Shout out to Toby.
I'll beat the, first of all, Tahir, I'll beat the brakes off you, so don't play that game.
I don't think you guys would be in the same weight class, though.
I get down to his weight class.
Here you go.
We're not that far apart.
Here you go.
Up 280. What is he about? 250?
Nah, probably 230. He's been looking
svelte. Yeah, man, he's looking very svelte.
I wanted to somehow hate, but I can't.
He's zipped up a large hoodie.
That's good. I still beat him up though.
Jessica said Double was supposed to get his ticket last week. You were.
I'll get it today as soon as we get off.
All right.
All right, what else is in here?
They are in here talking about, somebody said don't spoil things about Dexter. Let me just say something. let me just take this. Dexter ended in 2013.
2013, yeah.
Fam.
It's way too late.
You aren't going to watch it. Here's what I give you for spoiling. Nothing. This is the internet. If you don't want something to be spoiled, watch it the day it comes out. People don't care what you think, when you plan on watching it, none of that stuff. When Avengers came out, the general consensus is let's not talk about it live till Monday. Mm-hmm. But people are going to spoil it.
And people hop right online just to spoil it for you. So stay off the internet.
Stay off.
But with this is years
Dexter,
old.
Dexter, somebody got mad at me for spoiling Sons of Anarchy for Tony. That show was over for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Dexter been over since before I moved to LA, California.
Yeah.
It can't be spoiled.
Yeah,
you know what spoiled means? Power. I haven't had a chance to watch it. What?
Apparently something big happened on Power this weekend.
Yeah, Ghost got shot.
Yeah.
You know how I know
that's
I'm
a spoiler.
Off? I saw that and I was just like,
I didn't even run to go watch it. But that's a spoiler.
It's literally, so here's a perfect example. Stars comes.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Rhythm and Flow.
No. Stars comes out, or I'm sorry, Power comes out on Stars, mm-hmm. and the show comes out Sunday night, I believe.
But if you got the app, you get it Saturday.
But if you watch the app, people are spoiling, they're live tweeting Power the moment it comes out on the app. For us, it's at 9 o'clock on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fam, the game is the game.
The world has changed. Ain't no more spoiler alerts. Just stay in the house and shut up if you ain't watching stuff. Because everybody going to spoil it for you. Mm.
All right, what else y'all want to talk about? I saw Kev on Everything. ADD kind of closed, so that's probably not going to come back. Somebody said the cat meme.
The cat meme?
The white lady yelling at the cat.
That's funny. I didn't even know where it came from.
Where did things come from on the internet?
Yeah.
Stuff just be.
Everybody just makes their own and then becomes a trend.
Josh's music potty. When is that coming out?
You coming out with a music potty, Joshy?
I'm not opposed to it.
What's it called? Digging in the Crates with Jesse Gans?
The Gansy Cast. Okay.
It's not terrible.
It sounded so good. The Gansy Tapes, the Gansy Cast. Rhythm and Flow. Okay, so this is the spoiler thing we were talking about. Rhythm and Flow, have you seen it?
Yeah, I didn't really.
If you didn't know, it's a rap competition show. You didn't like it? I'm gonna show you.
Did you hold on? Did you watch the
collaboration? I watched it at his house.
Hold on. Did you watch the collaborations episode?
No, I watched the first episode.
Oh man, you gave up too early.
Okay,
bro,
you got it. Hold on, you got to keep watching it.
Okay,
it's good.
That new rendition of that Jhené Aiko song, I need that out
with the Puerto Rican poppy dude. What's his name?
I forgot about that one.
Slow down, tone or something. Slow talk,
real talk,
real talk, tone,
real something, real talk. It wasn't the best name, but that's neither here nor there.
Side bro, note. D Smoke.
Pull it up.
His name is D Smoke.
D Smoke. I'm gonna just perform.
Now that's
show you.
Original and witty.
I'm gonna show D-Smoke. You D Smoke.
I'm gonna cut the audio because we need all the,
flawless real talk.
I'm coming around.
D Smoke. Look at this.
I'm coming around. Wait, is this D Smoke or just
he is.
This flawless is?
He plays piano.
Yes, this is D Smoke. Yeah, y'all, the real episode, you won't hear this, but the live, you get to hear it. Melissa texted me when we were in Springfield, like, you need to watch this. Oh, wow. Sir. Keep watching.
Oh, wow. What? That's hard.
Ah! It's so fire.
Oh, I didn't know they was doing it like that.
That was hard. I told you, though. I told you keep watching. Because the first couple episodes, I was like,
yeah, the first episode, I was just like, mick, 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 mick. That's hard. That's.
Like American Idol. Like, you get through the bad people.
That's great.
Wow. I was so happy to see it. All right. Well, what else y'all got? We got a couple more minutes before
somebody
we
somebody asked about the Wonder Years.
November 22nd.
And we're going to play it on the podcast for you guys.
Are we doing that on a bonus episode?
No, on the main episode. Yeah.
Maine, man.
So I can get torn apart by people if they don't like it.
Well, who cares what they like? Ghostface Killah had a thing about art. Let me pull
it up.
I
seen that. I liked it.
Jenkins?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to take the cuss words out, but I was like, yeah.
Of course you are.
This is Ghostface Killah on art. I don't give a F if you don't know what I'm talking about. This is art. When you go see a painting on the wall and it looks bugged out because you don't know what the F he thinking, because he ain't got no benches, no trees there, it's just a splash. That N-word that did it know what the F it is.
That's real talk.
Listen, make your music talk. For you.
I did too, and I did it. I feel so, I have one last session tomorrow and I'm just laying down one last verse. I feel so great. And I actually feel like my album was very much therapeutic for me.
And that's all that matters, Domitius. You know,
I feel like the first year of me being sober was me learning how to be sober, and the second year in this album was me learning how to stay sober. Because I really was expressing myself on this album.
So what's the third year going to be?
I don't know, man. You know, I'm coming up on 2 years sober, man. We're actually going to play that on the 2-year anniversary of my sobriety. 2 years sober, man. Remember when I couldn't get 2 weeks?
I remember. Somebody said Dolomite before y'all leave.
We talked about this.
We talked about Dolomite a couple weeks ago,
didn't
we?
Bonus? On the bonus? Or was that or is that the real one that we shot?
No, it was when I had the Halloween costume on.
Edward.
Check the last episode.
Yeah, we talk about Dolomite.
Yes.
New nickname alert. Dolomite. All right. That's it.
That it?
We'll see the bonus episode people later on this week.
Mm-hmm.
Your non-bonus episode people, we'll see y'all next week, Wednesday.
And thanks for allowing us to be able to talk about not so heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Kevin want that on his spirit, and I was with you on it.
Yeah. Next week, we got Tim Delaghetto in studio.
TDG.
Drop some comments or some questions in the comments that you want us to ask him. Different than the stuff we asked him in Ask Her, because I don't want to just do the episode over again. And then we got Xavier Omar also shooting next week, but that one won't air until the following week. So I feel like we should have an R&B themed episode with him, not just about his music and other music.
We should have a singing competition in front of him and let him judge.
The state, I already beat you live.
But now we got a real R&B dude that can really judge it.
So we sing an R&B song?
Mm-hmm.
The State of R&B with Xavier Omar, new album out.
Because you know Jacquees is just dropping an album called The King of R&B.
Okay, but that record, Verify, kind of hard.
Is it?
I like it.
Is he starting to back up some of the talk?
I'm not a supporter, but I like the song.
Really?
He said, I'm not a supporter. I
like the song. Because he be talking wild, though. I don't support that.
Okay.
I
saw him at that YouTube space thing, and I literally thought it was a mini Quake.
I kept messing up his name. I felt
you
so bad.
Him a mini Quake?
I interviewed Jacquees early on.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I was cooking his name.
Jacquees.
Because at first I saw the card, and I was like, okay, all right. I didn't know if JQ. It was like Jacquees or something. He's like, Jacquees. But it was Matt.
Jacquees?
It was Matt loud
that's
in there.
That's just poor reading.
I'm not good at reading French names.
Okay, I got to go to the bathroom. I've been trying not to say it. But
didn't you just go?
I be going, man. See y'all. Bye.
Thank you, guys. I'm going to stay live.
Okay, stay live.
I'll stay live.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.